Peter Burke is the executive officer of WeRide, a not-for-profit focused on making communities more bicycle-friendly. Peter, thank you for joining us on the Squeeze Today podcast.
Thanks for having me today, Kate.
Let's start with getting to know you a little bit. Why did you get involved with WeRide?
Well, WeRide is a national independent voice for cycling. So for me, it was that chance to make a real difference in the cycling space. You know, our focus is very much on the national picture. We run groups in Parliament House called the Parliamentary Friends of Cycling. We work with a lot of partners in relationships, whether that's in New South Wales, Bicycle New South Wales or Oz Cycling, in responding to projects such as the National Road Safety Strategy. We work with a lot of universities on safety, or you know, even such things as geospatial mapping. So it's a diverse role that has so many benefits, and that's why I do it, and that's why I love it.
Geospatial mapping. Better quickly tell us what that is.
With that one, it's really about using the satellite images to really nail down what infrastructure is on the ground right here, right now, so at least we know where the gaps are and how do we improve it.
I guess that plays into the fact that cycling is no longer just about transport or exercise or recreation. It's actually part of our local economy. It's part of operating a small business. And for many people, it's a job.
Absolutely. As you just alluded to, there's so many benefits to cycling, whether it's the health, the environmental, the transport, and now we're talking about the economic. There's so many companies, Uber being one of them, that identified that bike riding or deliveries by bike is so much more efficient than our old traditional way of doing things. And that's, you know, it's faster, it's quicker, it's simpler, it's better for congestion than having people driving around in cars. What we've also found, unfortunately, with more people riding bikes, we have now more exposure, and that has led to incidents where we've lost lives on the roads. And that doesn't matter whether it's a delivery rider or just a person out on a bike ride, any death is a tragedy.
And that's where your partnership with Uber comes in. You're working with them to shape how you and they can support delivery cyclists. Plenty of people listening, though, Peter, won't be the person on the bike. They'll be the person driving. What's your message to them?
Everybody, whether you're driving, whether you're riding, whether you're walking, you are someone's family member, whether it's a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter. Everybody wants to get home safely at the end of the day. And saving yourself 30 seconds, a minute to get past a bike rider, does it actually make your day any better? But if you hit that walker, the rider, or somebody else, the impact that'll have on you for the rest of your life, it's really not worth taking a risk or putting someone else's life at risk. So that's one of the big challenges for the community. And it doesn't matter how you choose to use the road.
Yeah, it's not a bad tip at all. Let's crystal ball now. It's 10 years from now. What have WeRide achieved? What does society look like to you?
Some really key things. Our communities have complete networks of safe connected infrastructure that bike riders can safely get from point A to point B. From us, at a much lower level, walking and riding are the primary ways children get to school, because that then creates that habit of more people riding as they get older, but also parents accept that bike riding is part of their everyday. The little delivery vans are no longer needed around our cities because bikes are considered the best way to move people and around congested areas. And the last one is our political leaders have identified that bike riding is a critical part of the transport ecosystem.
Yeah, there's a message for everyone in all of that. Peter, can I ask? I live in Sydney. It's pretty hilly.
Hilly, e-bikes are the fastest growing segment of bikes in the world. And the reason that is, they are awesome for hills. They are awesome for wind. When you're climbing a hill, it gives you the assistance so that you can still arrive at work non-sweaty.
Yeah, it's a big thing in the humid place. I'm sure there's people in Brisbane going, oh, getting on a bike in a suit. Oh.
Well, we certainly know that in certain countries, e-bikes now make up 50% of bike sales for that reason. In Australia,
wow,
bike sales are doubling year on year because of the benefits they give.
So an e-bike is the one with the motor?
With a small electric motor up to 250 watts, wow, that'll give you a distance up to 25 k's an hour.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Once you go faster than 25 k's an hour, you're on your own, but most people commuting by bike, 25 k's an hour is good.
E-bikes is where it's at. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Uber.